tiles. How many tiles made up the shuttle thermal protection system?
Do we really have to?
Yes, we do.
All right. All right. How
many tiles were on a space shuttle? Yes.
There's got to be 10,000 of them.
Well, you're triple that, and you're at there. 30,000 tiles altogether. It protected the crew from the reentry burn through the atmosphere, which exceeded 3,500 degrees. Dave Hansen, your three keys. Back to football.
Welcome back to football.
Yeah, welcome back to football, yes.
Good questions, though, by the way.
Thank
good
you.
Questions. Let's start with Lakers. What do we always say about Lakers? And the dark
penalties.
Side came to haunt them last week. You're exactly right. And to be more specific, be disciplined, be focused. They have to be ready for this game. Bad X let them off the hook last week. If you're Bad X, you take the ball away from the team like that six times and don't win the game, that's shame on you. Bad X had a good chance to win that game, the best chance they've had in a long time, and they missed it. Cass City won't swing and miss like that if Lakers plays the same way. If you're Cass City, you have to come up big on defense. You cannot allow the big play. You have to force tough situations, fourth down and threes, and make the other team make decisions. They have to be good at tackling and force to get that defense off the field. And my last one is, how's the game come down the last 2 years? Who's got the ball last? And I think that is going to be a big factor in this game, because this game is close as I think it's going to be. The team that has the ball last is going to be the team that has a chance to win.
Current conditions in Kansas City, Michigan are 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are the north-northeast at just 2 miles per hour, gusting up to 5. Visibility is unlimited. Barometric pressure dropping at 30.1 inches, and the dew point is at 66. It feels like it's 74 degrees out. The humidity is at 76%. Sunsets at 7:46 tonight, and we're currently in a waxing crescent moon phase, which I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise was at 7:09, sunset 7:46. That means we have 12 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, and we lost just 17 minutes from just 7 days ago. Kansas City won the toss, and he's elected to defer to the second half. So they'll be kicking off left to right across your radio for the Kansas City Redhawks in their home maroon jerseys. Gray pants with a pattern down the sides, gray numbers with white outline. That flat gray helmet with a black stripe down the middle and the numbers on the helmets. The Lakers going old school for the second year in a row. All white road uniforms. Green numbers, black outline there. Green helmet with the wheeled L on the side and a white stripe down the middle. Black face mask there as well. Dave Hansen, first thoughts from Kansas City.
The field looks fantastic. We got great weather tonight. Probably a little warm for most of these guys. I know it's warm for the commentators up in the booth, but it should be an awesome night for football, and I've been looking forward to this game all week. This is certainly the game of the week of all games in our area, and I hope that it lives up to the hype.
Zach Beecher, number 80, waiting to kick off for Kansas City. He stands at his own 33-yard line, the ball at the 40. The kick is up, and it comes down to that near sideline, comes in at the 23-yard line, and it's brought in right almost before it went out of bounds by Corey Minetti. A little miscue there by Corey Minetti, and the Lakers will have deep field position, actually way back at the 19-yard line where he brought it in.
Absolutely. A mistake on his part. I think he thought he could grab it and get up the sideline, and once he grabbed and realized he couldn't, a big mistake on his part, because they obviously could have got an illegal kick and had a better field position if they wanted. But instead, it's a break early in this game for the home team, and Lakers will have a long field ahead of them.
First and 10 from the 19-yard line, right to left across your radio. At center, that'd be a big man, number 66, Seth Johnson, for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Under center, Bryce Sears going in that double wing offense, right to left across your radio, first and 10. Cass City bringing about 9 guys in the box. Pitch out to Preston Warren, coming around the right gap, through, across the 20-yard line, and finally, second effort gets him out to the 25-yard line. That's going to be a 6-yard gain. Tackle made by number 11. Nope, wrong number there. Number 80, we'll give that. That'd be Zach Beecher, defensive end for the Kansas City Redhawks.
And a double wing is very unique, Clark, as you see the quarterback take the ball and spin right to his right instantly and get the ball to Preston Warren quickly. And he got lost in the shuffle for a little bit, but was able to get up the field for a good start. They give him 6 yards on first down.
Second down and 4 to go. Another pitch to Preston Warren, coming around the right end, has a lead blocker, and he's dragging his defenders close to that first down marker at the 29-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard pickup for Preston Warren. Tackle made by number 20 for Cass City. Jared Nagel, defensive back out of the secondary, but it's not enough to stop the first down. New set of downs for the Lakers.
So far, the Lakers attacking the right side of the defense, trying to get to that home sideline, the far sideline. And so far, both times, Preston Warren's been able to get to the edge, and that gives him a little room to cut back up into the middle of the field. Done the exact same thing twice. It's got him a first down.
Bryce Sears pitches it out, and this one is cuts back in and reverses Fields. Andrew Siegfried goes to the near far sideline. He's across the 30, down to about the 35-yard line. Out for a 5-yard gain, brought down by Jared Nagel out of the secondary again. Second down and 5.
This time a little misdirection. They show the flow to the right, but flip it back to Nagel coming back. Siegfried coming back our direction to us. And he runs into a wall of Cass City defenders. He hits the brakes and goes right back the direction he came from and is able to take a 2 or 3 yard easy loss and turn into a 5-yard gain. Nice individual play by him.
Staying in that double wing offense for Lakers. Bryce Sears under center. It's going to be handoff right up the middle. And breaking free, that would be James Dubes, has the first down across the 40-yard line and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9 on the play. Tackle made by Sannon Cathrell, the safety.
Yeah, when your deep safety's got to come up to make the tackle, that's not a good start, especially on a direct handoff, a dive right up the middle. And another first down for Lakers early in this game. But just to remind folks at home, the double wing, there's one back, one tailback. The quarterback is under center. The tailback is right in his hip pocket. And you see there's a tight end over the end on both sides, and they either run the play right or left.
And it's a pitch out to the left side. Cuts back inside. That would be James Dubes, I do believe. I know that'd be number 21, Andrew Siegfried, on the carry. Gets across the 45 right to midfield for a 6-yard gain. Bring up a second down, 4 to go. Tackle made by number 62, Hank Janik, linebacker for Cass City. 2nd and 4.
That's absolutely right. Hank Janik brings him to the ground. Sandon Cathrell comes in to clean him up, but it's a little bit too late. Again, another 6-yard gain. This time, that double wing offense, they take the end and put him out at wide receiver to spread out Cass City just a little bit and run right at where that tight end would have been. And Siegfried does a nice job getting to the edge of the line and cutting up the middle and getting a hard-fought 6.
2nd and 4, and it's a reverse, and this one's to Siegfried again, has the first down, dragging 3 defenders with him across the 45, down to the 41-yard line inside Cass City territory. On the bottom of that pile would be number 11. And we do not have that number, so we'll get that one for you soon. But regardless, it's a 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, it took a bunch of Cass City defenders to actually bring the running back down on that play. Siegfried not going down easily, and another first down for Lakers. Haven't even seen third down yet.
1st and 10, 8:38 left in the first quarter. No score, Lakers on their first drive. Pitches it to Preston Warren, coming around the right side. Sheds a few tacklers, cuts back, has positive gain across the 40, down to the 41, maybe the 42-yard line, according to the spot. Sannon Cathrell comes up and makes the stop after a 3-yard gain for Preston Warren at the 38-yard line. 2nd down, 7 to go.
Preston Warren did a good job of breaking a couple tackles, using a good left-hand stiff arm to keep defenders away from him, and he's able to turn it upfield. But by that time, Sannon Cathrell, who plays deep safety, was able to come all the way up and trip him up and make the tackle for just a 3-yard gain on first down.
2nd down, 7 to go, double wing. Handoff right up the middle, and that would be to James Dubes, pushing that pile forward, and they might even have the first down as he somehow got all the way out to the 30-yard line. An 8-yard gain brought down by Brent Lord, defensive tackle for Cass City. New move the chains once again. Lakers 1st and 10 from the Cass City 30.
That defensive line of Cass City getting owned early. That was a rugby-style play. You hand it off to your fullback right up the middle, and it was just an offensive line going forward and a defensive line going backwards. A very powerful play by Lakers. Cass City's got to find a way to chop down them linemen and get in the backfield and slow down those big pushes.
4th first down on this drive already. And it's a handoff coming around the right gap and moving the pile forward all the way out to about the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. Preston Warren, your ball carrier for the Lakers. 2nd down and 7 to go.
Santa Cathrell coming up from the secondary to make yet another tackle. That's 4 on this series alone for Cathrell. And when you're playing deep safety, that is not the guy you want leading your team in tackles already in this game.
Lakers with already 51 yards of rushing tonight on 8 carries. 7 minutes left in the first quarter, still no score. Lakers chunking off 5 minutes on this drive already and moving the ball quite well. Cuts inside to Preston to be...
I think that's Siegfried.